It was our government that kept Mubarak in power, just like we've done across the entire Muslim world. And it's amazing for you to say that, well, look at all these Muslims. The minute you give them a little bit of freedom, they go wild and they start being all violent. How can you be a citizen of the United States, the country that has generated more violence and militarism in the world over the last 5 or 6 decades, and say, look at those people over there. They are incredibly violent. We play a significant role in what has been happening in the Middle East because we've been interfering and dominating that region in order to have access to their oil.
I wasn't talking about violence. I was talking about theocracy. That doesn't happen here.
No, well, okay, that doesn't happen here, but at the same time, Iran isn't invading lots of other countries and occupying them for a decade, nor are fundamentalist Muslim countries the way the United States is. So these things are interlinked because we are continuously interfering in that part of the world. But when you send your military for 6 straight decades into other countries to bomb them, kill their children and women and innocent men, prop up dictators, you take responsibility for your actions and say, to the extent that that region...
That religion goes back a thousand years before our revolution.
And there's lots of bodies and corpses that have been piled up in the name of Christianity and Judaism as well. Yeah, have you heard of the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza for the last 50 years, motivated in part by extremist views of Judaism or the wars in Europe or the fact that there were generals in the United States saying we have to go and invade and destroy Iraq, a country of 26 million people, because our God is bigger? Lots of religions, not just Islam, produce violence. Well,